You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Ethel Maharg's in studio with us from Love Life. And Ethel, thanks so much for taking the time out. We've got about 8 minutes to cover some things, including an event that's coming up. But I also want to remind people that may not have heard us on the air before what Love Life is, engaging churches in our community and exactly how that happens. And I'll let you correct me if I get this wrong, but you know, essentially, it's a time to spend with someone like yourself, mm-hmm. Where you can go to a church and prepare them for a walk. There's a time set aside for prayer previous to the walk, and then essentially the walk.
Right.
When it gets to the walk, that's something whether you're a church that's had Ethel Maharg out to talk about it or not, that's something you're out with others doing every Saturday. Explain what happens there and where they can meet you.
Okay.
What happens on a walk?
Okay. At the walk, well, what we do is we gather at the park at Ernie Taylor Park at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, yeah. And then, actually 9. I get there at 8.
It's 8 o'clock Pacific time. It's 8 o'clock somewhere, Ethel.
Somewhere, yeah.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock here. And so we gather and we worship God. And then we give updates about what's taking place throughout the nation. You know, we share the good news that, you know, over 6,000 babies have been saved. And, you know, abortion workers are quitting. It's just wonderful things that are taking place. Houses of refuge being formed all over the nation. And then the greatest thing is that babies are being saved all over the place. So what we do is we meet there, we pray, then we begin to walk and pray and go to the abortion clinic. And then all we do is pray. We don't engage with anybody. We don't, you know, we don't yell at anybody. We just pray for the people that are in there, the moms, the dads, the doctors, everybody.
And going through that, you went real quick through House of Refuge.
Yes.
I hear it. You know, I'm somewhat familiar because we've talked about it. But for those that aren't familiar, mm-hmm. What is that?
House of Refuge is where a church says, you know what? We are going to be a safe place for a mom that finds herself with an unplanned pregnancy. And come here. Don't go over to the abortion clinic. We have other options for you because, you know, the church is here to support the family, and that's what it's all about. It's to support the moms and the dads, and then disciple them in Christ, and then help.
Now, sometimes someone in that situation feels like I'll be judged.
No, that's what it's all about.
Right.
It's actually the church. The pastor will read a statement from the pulpit twice a year, and that says, we will support this family, and then we will not allow anybody to gossip or anything like that or to criticize them. It is to make the people, everybody, to make them feel safe, to let them know that this is the place to run instead of, because, you know, the world says, oh, run and get an abortion, make it, wipe it away, and it'll make it better. Well, it doesn't make it better. And so the church is there to provide the help and the hope, and also even the post-abortion healing in the event that they've already had that.
And Love Life, the website, actually is a great resource for going. You know, there's a slideshow that shows the House of Refuge, and you get more information. Go to lovelife.org, and actually, if you click on that to go to the information on the House of Refuge, there's a video. There's all kinds of great information mm-hmm. on the website. I want to make sure we don't run out of time to talk about this event. Love Life ABQ is having a show and shine for life car show.
Yeah.
Are you a car enthusiast?
Actually, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids will still act because I, you know, they grew up, you know, oh, that's a, you know, whatever year model.
Yeah.
And they're like, Dad, what's, you know, what's that? Or, you know, sometimes they know more than I do.
Yeah, my grandsons do.
But listen, regardless, it's a great chance to see some cool cars and most importantly, raise funds for Love Life that's saving lives. You know, and with these prayer walks and seeing families change their families or single people change their mind about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to someone, you know, we see a lot of tragedies in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's horrible. You know,
yes.
I don't want to minimize the other things that happen where large number of people, you know, they'll say this large number of people died in this event, mm-hmm. you know. And I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, catch them off guard, Steve. I said, yeah, you know, easily in New Mexico, we lose that many or more. Yeah, I won't give the number. You can.
450 here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, 450 a month.
Every month, yes.
Yeah, 450. Yeah, and I didn't say, I said a different number, and I think I said week, so it was a lower number. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I said to murder. And they go, they said, you have that many murders mm-hmm. in Albuquerque? Mm-hmm. I go, well, yeah, lives that, and I explained.
Made it, yeah.
But, you know, because we're horrified when we see those tragedies yeah. On the news yes. with large numbers of deaths. And I think we've just, including the people who care, like you and I, mm-hmm. I'm not going to speak for you, I'll speak for me. You can kind of become callous of hearing it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, oh, you know, it's just a number. Yeah. But no, they're babies.
Babies that are dying.
Like yeah.
Last Saturday, we probably lost almost 40 yeah. in one morning.
Tell us more about this this car event and what you're expecting.
Okay, well, what we're expecting is for everybody to show up. If you have not registered, but
what will they experience?
Well, they get to come and see a car. It's actually just a fun event. You know what we do? We don't ever get to really have a whole lot of fun. But this right here, somebody said we want to do a car show. It's a car show benefit for us for Love Life, and they're going to come and see lots of cool looking cars, trucks. Motorcycles. I even have maybe possible one surprise that's in there. And we're looking to get some prizes. They can get into raffles. And there's going to be food trucks here. So it's just going to be a fun event for the family to be part of. And in the process, you know, they can help us raise some funds for Love Life. And we're also going to be raising some awareness for life. So...
Okay, well, we got about a minute and a half. If you just tuned in, you're hearing from Ethel Maharg of Love Life ABQ, and the car show is happening October 19th.
Yes.
And I think that's Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is.
That's a week from Saturday. So, you know, you got this weekend to enjoy the Balloon Fiesta. The following weekend right. is to get out and enjoy a bunch of cool cars
at
Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. Starts at 10 a.m. I'm not going to mention the end time because it's for a few hours.
Right.
And who knows? Might go yeah. past that. Because
hey, if your car is really cool, you yeah. can get a trophy. We have trophies to give out and plaques.
Yeah.
And
now, what's the easiest way? Oh, actually, no. I can tell you the easiest way maybe for people to get their car set up. And we got about 40 seconds. So let me finish up with this. Go to klyt.fm, and right there on the home page, you'll see a Love Life banner.
Yeah.
Just click that, and that's the place you can register a car to be in the event. And come on out. Support the work that's happening with Love Life. Enjoy the food trucks, cool cars, raffles. There'll be lots of family fun, live music, and more. So make plans to be there. Ethel, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for your time. And let's do this again sometime here in the next month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.